Thank you so much. How about Margaret Siri on the guitar? That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
Together and they decided to become a minute. 60 minutes got together and they decided to become an hour. 24 hours kept ticking away, and they all voted to call it a day. But darling, in a day, There wasn't time to say how much I love you. So 7 days then got together, and they decided to become a we. As they grew and grew, then 52 weeks decided to become a year. That's why 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour and every day, and every day and every week and every year. All I do is dream of you, my dear. Kept ticking away, and they all voted to call it a day. But darling, in a day, there wasn't time to say how much I love you so.
Hey, Zombo here, and you are there. Yes, welcome aboard. And today starts part of the journey, continues the journey throughout the dimension of time. That's right, we started way back when with all the kinds of dimensions, like, you know, space and all the other things. And now, after we finish the unbelievably fine spooky season of October, we're into like November, and this is not so terrible. No. But time will fly, and actually my least favorite day is coming up, and that is November 3rd. That's when we set the clocks back, or ahead. Let's see, you fall back. Yeah, you fall back. And I just do not care much for that. I don't know anybody who likes it. I can't wait for it to get dark at 5 o'clock. I cannot wait. Wowee. Nobody. Just goes to show, you know, we just can't get our way on anything. So we played songs about seconds. Today is all seconds. Songs about the smallest increment of time. Well, you can get into microseconds and milliseconds, but seconds is pretty much all the songs I have with seconds in the title. We heard great tune by the Vapors, and their big hit was Turning Japanese. And that was one of my favorite tunes off that record, 60-Second Interval. Just a nice tune. And then we had the Mills Brothers doing 60 Seconds Got Together. And right now in the background, you hear Perubu doing 30 seconds over Tokyo. The song's about 6 minutes too long. So I thought it'd be nice to yak over. How are you bums doing? Good. All kinds of good, good things coming up here. Let me tell you. There is a great show happening here. I will tell you about it in un momento. And it is... That is going to be... what is that? Yeah, there it is. It's going to be at Bottle Rocket. And everybody loves Bottle Rocket. You guys should know about Bottle Rocket. It's up just above... whatchamacallit? Southside. But anyhow, Bottle Rocket happening November 8th. Is going to be great. It's a show there called... It's like Bathrooms Over Broadway. It's like, you know, it's all these industrial music things I play, like songs about bathrooms and bathtubs and all these things that all these major industries put together as propaganda and made kind of cool, crazy, like almost promotional musicals. Anyhow, the writer who put that together, the guy who put it together, Steve Young, from The Simpsons. And from the David Letterman show. He did Dave's record collection way back when, if you remember. Anyhow, it's going to be Wednesday. It's going to be November the 8th at 7:30. And that's Wednesday, November 8th at 7:30. You want to check out that show. And this Saturday, there's so many fine things to do in this town. As well, the Pittsburghs are lots of things to do. We have got coming up the Great Yinzer Tailgate Party. And that is happening this Saturday out at South Point, which is near Canonensburg. That's close enough. But it's all over the stuff. The Great Yinzer Tailgate Party. And that is right on Main Street in Canonensburg. And all kinds of cool stuff are happening there. It's every cool Pittsburgh thing you can imagine. Polkamaniacs will be playing there, of course. Johnny Halo and the Angels will be playing there. There's going to have all kinds of great... They're going to have the racing pierogies there from the baseball guy, the games. And all kinds of great entertainment, amazing Pittsburgh food. What they're putting together is every great thing about Pittsburgh. They're consolidating it into one event. And that ain't easy. There's a lot of groovy stuff in this city. So that is the Great Yinzer Tailgate Party at South Point, and that is happening Saturday. Polkamaniacs are playing at 1 o'clock, but I think the event starts at like 10 or 11. But we play 1 to 2. And yeah, it's going to be kind of cool. How you bums doing? So anyhow, what we got going on the month of November? Will I be on next week? Let me see if I'll be on next week. I will be on. No, I will not. Yes, I will be on. I will be on next week, but not the following week. I'll be on the 10th. I will not be on the 17th. But next week will be fine. And we're going to continue next week with hours. Because right now we got minutes and seconds. See, I told you this Peru Ubu song. Peru Ubu song was just fine to talk over. And let's see what else is shaking. Oh, man. It's just awesome. It's awesome to hang out with you guys. It's so funny. Phone rang at 4 minutes after 10. And Kenny Joe goes, is that for you? I go, no. That is a Kenny Joe call. You know, most of my listeners, especially the calling listeners, do not get up before a quarter till 11. Quarter till 11, maybe. 11:15 for sure. That's the prime listening. So speaking of time and all this, you're going to love the new slot that I've got for the Deep Archive. I had this unfortunate slot of Sundays, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So they got a show there. And the Deep Archive is where I play shows from like 14, 15 years ago. And so now they gave me a new slot. I'm on Thursday mornings, 4 a.m. till 7. So set your clocks. That's right. Then that excellent. What an excellent slot. 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Why? That's the why bother slot. You know, who's going to listen? Who listens to radio 4 a.m? Who listens to radio to begin with? Nah. So anyhow, what's shaking, bacon? You are, baby. Let's get back into some seconds. This is the, what is this, the 94-second surf. So here we go. And it's by the Kingpins. And you listen to Zombo right here. And it's all seconds today. Not firsts, but seconds. And I'm in your brain, yes. RCT. We'll be right back. some pleasant rockabilly. And that was the Donettes from Seattle doing 15 seconds. We heard Depeche Commode before that doing Any Second Now. That was the Electronica Mole Instrumental. We heard 60 Second Swingers by the 60 Second Swingers. There is some imagination going on there. 60 Seconds to What by the Ramblin' Ambassadors. And that set started off with 96 Second Surf by the Kingpins. You're listening to Zambore here. It's all songs about seconds. And then we're going to get into minutes by the end of the show. Why? Because this whole series started off way back when. I decided, let's do songs all about the planets, about the Earth, about the Sun. And then then the moon, and then the stars, and then space, and it just got carried away. And then I ran out of ideas. I thought, wow, space. That ain't the final frontier. It's just a dimension. And the other dimension is time, the dimension of time. So I did a whole, couple shows on time, playing the full version of the Chambers Brothers' Time. All 10 minutes and 16 seconds of that bad boy. And then... wait a minute. Whoa. No, get out of here. Get out of here. Beat it. Sorry. Tom Savini, fake Tom Savini came in. Get out of here. Hang on. I got to put him back in the mothballs. Every October, he joins me for my Halloween. What is it? Get out of here. I'll lock the door now. Comes in and enjoys the Halloween month of October. And it was a hell of a Halloween. That was very nice. And I put him away in mothballs. He will be back next October. I got to keep that door locked. Don't want fake Tom Savini coming in here and crashing the show. That's all about seconds and minutes when his forte is monstery stuff. So that's what's shaking, bacon. Hey, you know what? Prescription drugs, man. I got to tell you about that. They're delicious. Oh, man. You get them prescription drugs and get a nice stew going there. That's right. They're safe, effective, and delicious. If you misuse them, though, you can become addicted. So that's why I suggest you take Zombo orally every Friday from 10 to 1 p.m., that's right. It is a natural antidepressant. You can also, it is also a appetite stimulant. And also, it is a insomnia cure. Because my new slot for the Deep Archive is Thursday mornings, 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. And that's why even promo that? My thing, I'm only like maybe some alien transmission gets picked up by alien transmission. You know, that's what I hope. That's my only goal of doing the radio for like 30 years, is that this is going on alien transmission. And there's some aliens somewhere, like huddled around their radio frequency modulation gizmonic gizmo, and they listen to it. They don't understand any of the language. They just think it's fascinating. And they don't even understand what the music is, what music is, or what that's all about. But they find it fascinating. That, and then they usually listen to static, the rest of the time. It's just this one little moment. And the cool thing about radio waves, they say they just keep going and 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 going. So there's a good chance that this show is being picked up in an alternative dimension. How about that? How about that for some crummy little radio show? Interdimensional, mind you. That's right. How do we get from taking Zombo into your brain orally to interdimensional stuff? I don't know, man. These segues are just way beyond my comprehension. Hey, you want a free copy of your credit report? Sure, I do. Why don't you give me one? Give me a free copy of your credit report. I'd love that. I'd love to find out how fascinating you're doing. You know, making sure you're paying your bills on time, making sure you're paying all that stuff, making sure you got your financial house in order. That's right. You can log on to creditreport.com or call. Oh, you probably don't have a phone. But you can borrow somebody's phone. They'll always be willing to lend you their cell phone these days. 877-322-8228. Or dial 1-221-222-221 and say, my gosh, I looked at my credit score and now I've had a bunch of prescription drugs that I took too much of. That's the poison control line. 1-222-222-222. Extension 2. All right, you crazy cats. I'd like to thank the folks for coming out to Bottle Rocket last night. That was hilarious. Bottle Rocket, it's like the new happening joint, man. And like I'm saying, there's going to be a really great show there next Wednesday. It's going to be Bathtubs Over Broadway. Steve Young's going to be there from the David Letterman show and writer from The Simpsons. And yeah, that's a whole lot of awesome in my book. And he's going to be talking about and showing little clips of his movies actually on, I think, Amazon or Netflix. It's on Netflix or Amazon. It's called Bathtubs Over Broadway. And it's crazy ass about how these big corporations put together these propaganda musicals. They're really awesome. I played some of these before, and you might get a kick out of them. It's a total Zombo thing. It is a total Zombo thing. You want some more music? You want more music? Here's Seconds Away by James. Zombo in your brain. Like I'm saying, it's seconds, baby. Get your seconds. Day's not sloppy here.
say you don't desire me. She's only a hired hand. Now you were tired of expensive carrots, needing less, needing nothing and caring less. Cut off at the pass, she knows where you were headed. She wants double time.
There you go. That was OK Computer, the entire album by Radiohead, in 60 seconds. Before that, we heard the original Sins with Beautiful Seconds, Elvis Costello, and The Attractions with Seconds of Pleasure, which was taken from the title of the Rockpile album. We heard U2 doing Seconds from the album Boy, which was the last U2 album I ever bought. I remember hearing that the first couple of U2 albums I bought. Then I got Boy, and it started with that Sunday, Bloody Sunday, or whatever, Sunday, Double Fudge Sunday. That, and I was like, I don't know about these guys anymore. But that song, Seconds, was not audible. I didn't get that far into the record. I took it back to the record store right after I played Sunday, Bloody Sunday. I was like, I don't know. I ain't doing it for me. The rat-a-tat-tat, tat-tat-tat, and all the, here, you can have this back. But that song's nice. It's called Seconds. We heard James. A band called James, doing Seconds Away. And you listen to Zombo right here. And I appreciate you spending your seconds with me, because they're very precious seconds. So strange, the whole construction of time. Who started all of this stuff? You know, it's so strange to think that, you know, before it started out like as an hourglass. And it was just like an hourglass. It's just, okay, well, that's an hour. Well, what's an hour? The hourglass. Yeah, I know, but what exactly is an hour? Well, how much increments? A bunch of sand. When this runs out, this is an hour. And then there's all that clock making and all of that. It's like, well, it's a second. Well, how many of those go? How many seconds do we go? Now, why couldn't they make it easy? Why couldn't everything be so why everything could be so metrical, you know? And symmetrical. It could all be the same. Like, it should be like 10 seconds. It is a decasecond. And then then you get 10 decaseconds, and then you get a double decasecond, and then you get 10 decaseconds, and that's a minute. And then you get 10 minutes, and that's a 10-minute thing. And then let's go back to the 60-second. I can't even wrap my brain around how to reconstruct time. How to reconstruct time. Because we think so linear about time. Like, there's a start, there's a beginning, there's a time, and we like chop it up into seconds, minutes, and it really is just chopping everything up, man. You know, we just can't live like free floating. You know, sun goes up, sun goes down. What was that? That was a day. Okay, I can live with that. Then you start assembling them into like, okay, well, seven of these is a week. Says who? Says who? Awesome Roman dude. Really? Okay. And then what do we do? Well, then we figure out the seasons. Oh, man. These guys had nothing but. See, this is why these guys didn't have the internet back then. They didn't have internet. They didn't have Candy Crush. They didn't have video games. All they could do all day was just sit around and think up stuff. And just think up stuff. Well, what is this? What is this day? I don't know. Let's chop this up into segments here. Okay, we got it all in the segments. Then we got to make it all into... Why? Why? Oh, for the crops. I mean, for the crops. Yeah, we have to get all these crops done, because like, when this happens, we got to do this with a crop. And then this god comes down and does this, and then our crops are good. This is way too confusing for me. I'm going back in the cave. I'm headed back into the cave where it's nice and cool and quiet. I suggest that. I really do think that cave dwelling is going to be the next big phase. You know? I mean, we're already kind of doing it now with a lot of like how the homeless people are all in, you know, tents and stuff. I think they might be trendsetters. You know, they got out of the whole workaday world. You know, they got out of all of that nonsense. You know? And we just need to live like the animals do. You know? I mean, we used to do that. Nah, forget that noise. I like having comfortable shoes. I like having a warm place to sleep. I like having those kind of things. I like convenience and lots of it. And that is what, that's the big payoff here. That's the big payoff here is convenience. Everybody, wow, it's just irresistible. It is like I'm saying, it's just like this magnetic force that just draws us all to it, like moths to a flame. And we all, oh, yeah, new video game. Oh, yeah, new TV show. Oh, yeah. And then we're dead. The end. Oh, yeah, football game. Oh, yeah. And we're given all these dangly things, and it's fun. And you got to have fun. If that's what's fun to you, if collecting little Civil War figurines and painting them little tiny makes you happy, good on you. If putting together gigantic Lego sets, I don't care if people, oh, he's so immature, he's still making Legos. You know, if that's what you like doing, you go ahead, you go right ahead and do that. More power to you. You know, find your own way to waste your life. It is your life to waste. So that's right. And the mind is a terrible thing. You just keep that in mind, too. The mind is a terrible thing. Woo! Wee! Is it terrible? It is terrible. It's a terrible thing. Should I tell you about some shows on this radio station? I should tell you about a minute pause if I can find the minute pause. Because that would be perfect for this. Let's see if I can find the minute pause. A menopause. I'm like a menopause. Sean's getting old. A menopause is almost insignificant. Listen to a menopause. 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with a menopause. And as with Sean, baby, that's right. The Watson's been killing it. Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on RCT. He's going old school. Old school. A menopause. That's right. Where's that damn mockster at? Where's that damn mockster at? Where's that damn mockster at? There he is. He's right there. That's right. This promo, he wrote this promo when he was in high school. This is the sad thing. This is a sad thing. The mockster started this school. You remember that kid in high school? He picked on you and beat you up. Well, he's got a radio show. Just what you want to listen to. The guy that picked on you. You want to listen? Yeah, that's the guy. That's, oh yeah. Oh, Mr. DJ. That's so funny when you used to push my nutty bar into my mouth when I was trying to eat that. Yeah, it was so cool. Let me listen to your radio show now. You know when I was trying to drink a soda pop and you smacked that out of my hand? You remember when you did that? Oh man, I can't wait to listen to your radio show, you damn bully. Yeah, I'm going to listen to this damn bully's radio show. Yeah, that's right. But if you tune in, he'll pick on you some more by playing the best and the worst in indie punk classic country, power pop, and so much more, and menopause. That's Viva La Mock Fridays. I do listen to Viva La. I tell you, there's few shows I listen to. I listen to Viva La Mock. I listen to Menopause, Radio 9. Who else do I like to listen to? Sometimes you can't avoid listening to, like, Kevin Amos's show or the Light Brigade, because the shows are 6 hours long. So whenever you turn the radio on, they seem to be on. There you go. But yeah, this is a fun station. We won. What do we win? The Lesser Pittsburgh Media Award. And we just won this last October. The Lesser Pittsburgh. We wanted the Greater Pittsburgh Award, but the Greater Pittsburgh Award wasn't available. So we got the Lesser Pittsburgh. And the Lesser Pittsburgh's pretty cool. Like, Lesser Pittsburgh's like McKeesport to Cranberry. It's that section is Lesser Pittsburgh. It's the people that say they're from Pittsburgh. But I'm from Pittsburgh. Nope. Where are you from? Pittsburgh? Oh, really? Where at? Cranberry? Well, that's not Pittsburgh. That's Cranberry. Where are you from? Pittsburgh? Where at in Pittsburgh? McKeesport. Did you say McKeesport? Did you say McKeesport? And that used to be a gag that Lily Tomlin used to do about being from East McKeesport. That was her gag. She always said she was from East McKeesport. I could be doing some valuable stuff with your time. See, once again, wasting all of these valuable seconds and time. And that's a good thing. Because if you can't waste time, what are we supposed to do with this anyhow? What are we supposed to do with all this time? Sure, they say life is short, but what are you supposed to do with it? Oh, you're supposed to work. Really? Who says so? Well, it says so in this book. You're supposed to work. Oh, man. Since when? Well, you have to be a productive member of society or this thing will crumble like a house of cards. You mean it'll collapse like a house of cards? it'll crumble like a cookie. Because cookies crumble and house of cards collapse. We all have to do our part in maintaining this fantasy. We all have to do our part in propping up this computer generated simulation. We all have to do our part. Or all this wonderful convenience and leisure collapses around us. So we have to pretty much be like a Sisyphus. That's what you know about Sisyphus. He'd roll his balls up the hill and they come back down again. Good old Sisyphus. All right, we're going to get back into seconds. Because seconds are, it is like actually like literally 10 seconds before 11 o'clock and you know where your brain is. It's with Zombo right here. And we're going to be doing minutes and seconds this week. And then next week we're going to be doing hours, songs with all of that in the title. Because 60 seconds till sunrise, verb, Zombo where? Yeah.
Listening to 88.3 WRCT. I'm Steve Irwin, also known as DJ Jacob, and this is Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where we play our favorite genres for you. Tune in Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m., and I'm kicking off Anatomy of the Ear. Honored to have that responsibility with a set of contemporary classical music. Going to be focusing on minimalist stuff. Yeah, let's get into it. This is a cut from Stereolab to get the vibes going.